Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on ACAST. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Lizzie O'Leary is here with me. Hello. And you guys know what that means. It means things are going to get
things
a little gross.
Disgusting. I really like that I'm your back pocket guest for like, oh, this is revolting. Let me call Lizzie.
You really are. Yeah. You're such a good sport about it.
Nothing grosses me out.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, first of all, every episode of the show is gross, right? Because I have a way about me. And I actually have other go-to gross people, but, like, you're just a really particularly great sport about gross things. And so I was really excited to do this episode because I knew you would be super into it. I hope you guys are going to be into it. You guys, we're going to be talking about feet today.
Yay!
Who doesn't love to talk about feet?
Feet!
Feet are weird.
Yeah.
And they're sometimes pretty gross.
Yeah.
And some people really love them, and some people really do not love them. And some people are kind of neutral on them. So if you're a person who really hates feet, maybe not going to be the best episode for you. But maybe it is going to be the episode for you, because maybe you're going to get some information about how to make your own feet less gross, or the feet of a loved one, maybe a pair of feet that sleep in the bed with you, horrifyingly enough. So I'm gonna leave it to you guys.
Sometimes people want to say those things and they don't know how, and so you could just send the podcast to a loved one.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, which is in fact part of the reason that we're doing this episode. We are we're doing this so that we can arm the feet freaker outers of the world with a podcast episode to gently send to someone who needs some foot help. You can let me do the dirty work, so to speak, of telling your loved one that their feet are all fucked up. Before we get into it, though, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat and Tinder, so there is Tinder talk today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, your girl has been busy. There is, in fact, a foot story for Tinder talk.
That could go so many different ways.
Uh-huh, it sure can. I'm actually probably going to talk about it a little bit on this episode because it has to do with what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I'm just great on dates. I'm bringing up feet.
You're a delightful first date.
I really am. All right. So if you guys want to listen to that, which why would you not want to listen to that? You can become an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, you have also been amazing at smashing that 5-star rating button on iTunes. I am like so impressed with how many new ratings we've gotten. It's definitely making a difference. You guys hit that 5-star button. Make your friends hit it. Make your loved ones hit it. Tell them that their feet are perfect, maybe. Lizzie has been great about getting the word out, too. Thank you for pimping me.
Always.
We have some patrons to thank. Would you like to do the honor?
Oh, yes. I can read the patrons.
I thought you might like
to
do the honor. I know.
Yes.
This is actually, so my secret is, I get really anxious that I'm going to flub the names. And I've discovered that actually the guests are amazing at reading the names, maybe because you guys get less nervous about it or something. So I'm going to have you do it. And there's one in there that's particularly like near and dear to your heart.
It is. Do I say the amounts or no?
The ones with numbers next to it are the 69 people. So we got to give them a little
okay.
Nice. Yeah.
So we would like to thank Kathy Livingston for 569.
Nice.
this person, near and dear to my heart, adopt a homeless pet and oppose declawing and ear docking. for $2.69.
That was how they subscribed on Patreon.
No, I really appreciate that. Yeah. Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Not me. I'm Lizzie. I am a patron. Ryan Kelly. Taryn Harden. Jacqueline for
$3.69. Nice.
And Janet, and I'm going to say this because I speak some French, Seigneurie.
That was exactly how I thought it was.
Well, good
it's
job.
A beautiful name.
It is.
It's a beautiful name.
It is. Thank you, Janet.
You guys, thank you all so much for supporting my show. Really, really, really appreciate it. It does help me so much. All right, we are going to get into this.
Sam wore my sandals for you. I wore washable sandals
yes,
for Julie.
Yes, Lizzie has washable sandals. Tell the people what the brand is.
Saltwaters, and you will see they are very popular with toddlers.
Yeah.
Because they're washable and also, like, I think a certain subset of white ladies who live in Brooklyn.
Yes. I see them all the time on the white ladies.
Yep.
Who live in I love them. I actually keep meaning to get a pair.
They're great.
Yeah. So maybe after we record today, we'll go get a pair.
Okay.
For me. Yeah.
They come in lots of colors.
I am wearing my furry pink athletic slides today. Yes. Because we have to have, like, appropriate footwear for the foot episode.
Yeah.
We have to be exposing our feet.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Exposing the feet, you guys. I as I think everybody knows, I am pro flip-flop. I am pro sandal. I am pro exposed feet. But it comes with responsibility. And we're going to talk today about all of the various responsibilities you have.
Just like Spider-Man.
That's right. For maintaining your feet. We're going to start literally with washing your feet because people are not washing their feet. This actually came up. I'm going to have you read the first. This was actually someone tweeted at me.
This was a thing on Twitter. Okay. Berg asks, what is going on with all this, quote, wash all your body parts thing? And then adds, I didn't realize so many people didn't wash all their parts.
Right. So if you guys have been living under a rock, you may not know that the do you wash your legs question has come back around the mountain. I have to confess that I don't actually know the origin of the do you wash your leg. I know that there was a post on Jezebel several years ago, do you wash your legs, that may have been the origin of it, but it may not have been the origin of it. But I do think that I know the origin of why it's come back around the mountain in 2019, and this is it. Taylor Swift was on one of those talk shows, and whoever the host was asked her, do you wash your legs? And she stumbled. And so everyone was like, oh my God, Taylor Swift doesn't wash her legs.
She just, like, lets the shampoo water run down her legs?
Yeah. You're familiar with the roll down method, I see. So this is one of those things that just, like, it comes up. It's one of those weird questions that comes up. And, you know, on this show, we've talked a lot about this, you know, really very specifically, way, way, way back on the ball washing episode, which, I mean, had to have been at least 100 episodes ago. We talked about the fact that, like, at some point along the way, you learn how to wash yourself, but none of us really remember learning to. Lizzie's raising her hand. You remember learning to wash yourself?
I remember, because I'm significantly older than my little brother. I'm almost 7 years older than he is.
Right.
I remember my mother teaching him. And she was like, so what we do when we take a bath is we wash the parts of ourselves that get smelly. And here they are. And sort of enumerated, like, you wash your armpits, you wash your crotch, you wash your feet. You wash the things that are extra prone to getting stinky.
Right, exactly. And let's also say this. Your legs are not among them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so... Mm-hmm. I, one of the things that I personally feel a little uncomfortable about with the do you wash your leg thing is that there's a shamey thing going on here I don't like. And I actually don't like that the person did that to Taylor Swift. I mean, first of all, you know, world's biggest Taylor Swift fan over here. I just think that, like, there's a shamey and almost cruel thing about doing that to someone because you're saying to them, you have bad hygiene, you're dirty, you're smell. And, like, you know what? If you don't wash your legs, I don't think you're actually a dirty person for not washing your legs. With that said, we are going to talk about washing.
Can I stipulate one thing? As someone who, like, spent time in Flint reporting on it and stuff, we're talking about, like, people who have access to clean and plentiful water in order to do these things. Because there are all these other factors that come into play.
Right. There's another really important thing. I'm so glad that you said that because it reminds me of this very important thing to say, is that there's also ableism involved in this.
Yes.
Not everyone is able to wash all of their parts. And so I think that we have to be very, very gentle and tender about the subject. And I want to say that, you know, we're going to talk about gross feet today and we're going to laugh a lot and we're going to, you know, say like, it's so gross. But also I want to really remind you guys that like none of this is done to shame you. This is done in good fun to help you, to give you some information and to empower you to handle your feet.
In the spirit of love.
In the spirit of love and also gross out humor because we love gross out humor here. Okay, so let's talk about washing feet. Now, the leg, forget the leg thing for the moment, okay? Actually, no, don't forget the leg thing because I'm going to tell you the reason I think you should wash your legs. And it has nothing to do with the fact that you're dirty if you don't. Here's the real reason to wash your legs.
Yeah.
And I told this years ago to one of my editors and he, to this day, still says, he is like, Jolie, of all of the things I learned from being your editor, the behind the knee thing was the most life-changing. And here's what it is. Scrubbing behind your knees with a washcloth or a loofah or a poof or whatever it is feels so good. It is like the most transcendent feeling in the world. And if you're not doing it, you're robbing yourself of this amazing feeling. Huh. So next time you all are in your shower or your bath, get whatever your little scrubber tool is or one of those mitts or whatever and scrub behind your knees and you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to wash my legs from now on just because this feels so good. And like if you're scrubbing behind your knees, you might as well just scrub through all the rest of it.
Right. I guess my leg washing thing is I was a runner for a long time. I'm not anymore because I'm old, but that's always where all the dirt would get flicked up.
Yes.
It's the back of my legs.
Right, back of the legs. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and the other thing is, there's an exfoliation factor too, right? So, I mean,
it's so satisfying.
It's so satisifying. Anyway, so that's the leg thing. But we're going to talk about feet though.
Okay.
Let's talk about washing feet. A lot of people do the shampoo roll down method or the soap, you know, they scrub their pits, they scrub their crotch, and then the suds roll down and they call themselves clean, right? So the problem with this is twofold. First of all, just soap making contact with a surface doesn't do so much. It also probably is going to leave soap residue. Then that's a whole other thing. But what you're robbing yourself of when you don't scrub is that exfoliation thing. And most of the root cause of odor, especially foot odor, is dead skin, right? If you guys follow me on Twitter, you saw this week that I showed my shame, the grossest, nastiest flip-flops and sandals in the world. The soles were black.
Yeah, they were pretty gross.
They were really, really, really gross. And I scrubbed them. I did it before and after. I showed what they looked like after I was done scrubbing them. I showed the sort of during using the baking soda and I used a nail brush for it. Most of what was coming off wasn't so much that it was dirt. It was my dead foot skin. Yes, foot skin. And that is what's causing the odor. So when you scrub your feet, you are scrubbing away that layer of dead skin. And you're also making your feet look more beautiful because one of the issues that's very, very common to feet is dry, cracked skin. We're going to talk a lot about how to deal with that in the Lizzie's showing me her feet right now. Do you? Oh, yeah. Oh, you got a patch right there on the big toe.
I got a pedicure last week.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's a constant struggle. And so I'm going to say this too. And I said this in one of the columns that I wrote about the feet thing. One of my particular foot struggles is that my heels are very prone to cracking. And it's just I have to be on it all the time. I'm going to talk about the stuff that I use for that. But this is just what happens. And honestly, you know, it's kind of I find it personally frustrating. And I'm sure some of you do, too. That foot maintenance is just a thing you have to do all that's maintenance.
Especially it's not if you have really long, long, elegant
Lizzie,
toes.
You do have beautiful feet, Lizzie.
I don't. Actually, that second toe is super weird. It's like the size of a pinky finger.
I like
but it. But it bumps into things. Like, so, you know, there's some maintenance involved.
Yeah, there is maintenance. You have very lovely feet.
Thank you.
Don't sell yourself short.
Okay. They're long.
They are long. okay, so wash your feet. Soap and water. Now, the soap you use is actually not really all that important. Use whatever soap you like. A good, if you do have a problem with foot odor, probably think about switching to a good antibacterial soap, Irish Spring, a Dial. I mean, that's the broiest thing I've ever said in my life, too.
And that's a high bar.
I love Irish Spring. I really am such a bro. You know, Dial, any one of those good antibacterial bar soaps. But honestly, it's not that important what kind of soap you use. If you use, you know, the Axe body wash called Swagger, that's fine. It's just important that you use a soap of some sort. I think a washcloth is the best way because a washcloth is thin enough that it allows you to get in between your toes. But if you use a loofah or a poof or a mitt in the shower for the rest of your scrubbing, that's A-okay too for your feet.
What about people who are just using their hands?
You know, I don't think that that's the best way to go because you lose the exfoliation factor with your hands. Yeah. So, I mean, it'll get them clean. And if that's what you prefer, you know, as I said, again, I'm not really out here to dictate to people what you're doing in your shower, you know, because that's your business. I just want to give you information. So it's okay. But you really do lose out on that exfoliation thing,
which is delightful.
Yeah. And it does feel really very, very good. If you, like me and Lizzie, are prone to dry, cracked feet, you may also want to give your feet a scrub with a pumice stone. Or I actually have switched to a scraper, which sounds worse than it is. It actually does feel really, really good. It looks like a cheese grater. I'm so sorry that I just said that to you. But that's exactly what it looks like. The brand that I use is called Cala, C-A-L-A. It's a pretty mint green. Makes me very happy. I use that. Actually, I tend to use that when I'm taking a bath because I can let my feet soak.
Well, they soften.
And soften and then use the scraper. You do always want to soak your feet, you know, at least, you know, having been in the shower, go through your whole routine and then do the pumice or the scraping last because you do need your feet to be soft. Don't scrape a dry foot. That's going to be bad for you.
That reminds me of like one of my favorite Onion articles ever, which was like boyfriend mystified by rock in girlfriend shower. And I mean, I'm screwing up the headline, but it's.
Actually, sidebar about the pumice stone. There's like one of my favorite stories about when my boyfriend Barf came out. I got a glowing review in the New York Times, which was, yeah.
As one does.
No, I mean, I still kind of can't believe it happened. But Dwight Garner wrote this very, very, very lovely review of the book. And it was very funny. And, you know, he was very funny about the book. But one of the things that he said, and he said it like lovingly and funny, it wasn't an insult. But he was like, there are points in which Miss Care goes a bit far. And his example was that I included instructions on how to clean a pumice stone. I mean, you know, listen, if you're using it to slough off your dead skin, your dead foot skin.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to have to clean the thing. And, you know, basically what he was saying, and this is fine. Basically, he was of the kind of like throw it away and get a new one school of thought about a pumice stone. But also then, I mean, pumice stones, they're not that expensive.
That is wasteful, Dwight Garner.
I mean, and it's easy to clean a pumice stone. It's, you know, dish soap. It's like, so you could spend $7 on a new pumice stone and create landfill, or you could just clean the thing with dish soap. You already got it in the house. Anyway, clean the pumice stone. Okay, so that is the basic of the washing the feet. Now here, this is actually almost, if not more important. We got to talk about drying your feet. You guys, you have to dry your feet. And I don't mean scuffing them back and forth on the bath mat and calling them dry. It's really important to dry your feet for good foot hygiene. Foot moisture is the cause of a lot of other problems that are real, real gross. And we're definitely going to talk about in the second segment. But especially if you are prone to smelly feet or something like athlete's foot, you want a dry foot. A dry foot is what we're aiming for here. So use your towel to towel off your feet, and especially getting in between your toesies. And you can call them toesies if it makes you feel better. It makes me feel better about things. Then, after you've dried off your feet, ideally, if you can, and you should be able to, leave your feet bare for at least 5 to 10 minutes before you put socks on so that the skin can air dry also, because toweling off isn't going to get rid of all of the moisture in the skin. So you want to let them dry out before you put your socks on. And so that is my spiel on washing and drying your feetsies. Okay, let's talk about sweaty feet.
Yay.
I am blessed to have normal sweaty feet. I have other foot problems, as I've said. I have other struggles with my hooves. But I'm pretty lucky about the foot sweat thing. Some people, however, are just prone to having sweatier feet than others. If you are one of those people, that's okay. There are things you can do. The first and sort of most common thing is to use a foot powder. A foot powder will basically coat your feet, and the powder will absorb sweat as it happens. I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys that I don't super love foot powders. I think they're messy to apply. I think they're messy in your shoes. And I don't think that they're actually the best option for sweaty feet. But it is a very common thing, and it does work for a lot of people. So I present it as an option. Probably the most common powder that people use is Gold Bond.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah. But there are loads of other foot powders. Dr. Scholl's
makes... That's for your feet? I thought it was for...
It's for a lot of things.
Okay.
Important reminder, ladies, it is not for your Beulah.
No.
That's for the men only. Yes, don't make that mistake. A thing I do actually really like for... you nodding because I call it a Beulah?
Yeah.
That's the name of mine.
I know.
Yeah.
God.
We'll talk about that on the bonus episode.
I'm a serious journalist.
I'm a serious journalist. I can't even say it with a straight face. I like Dove Dry Spray. I think Dove Dry Spray is a great product. I find it's a great product for a lot of different uses. They make a standard version, and then they also make a version that's branded for men. So if the, which, I mean, you know, what if it, if you need it, take it. I don't think that there's any particular difference.
You want to go to Broga. Yeah. Use this version.
And then go have a brosé afterwards. So I really like that. If, however, foot powders or a dry spray isn't enough, and that's okay, because some people just really have sweatier feet than others.
Jake.
Now listen, we're not outing people. Jake's her brother, you guys. And a frequent target of jokes on this show. Poor Jake.
It's good for him.
It's good for him. Okay, so if you have especially sweaty feet and powders aren't cutting it, foot antiperspirants and deodorants exist in this world.
Wait,
yes,
seriously?
Yes, they do. They do. They're formulated for both use on hands and feet, because that is a real thing. In fact, one of my listeners was telling me the other day that his brother had, you know, really, really sweaty hands. And got Botox for it. And he is actually, hi, Kevin.
Hyperhidrosis.
Yep. He's actually going to come on the show later this summer.
Oh, that's exciting.
He had a massive pit stain success that he wants to share. And I was like, come on the show and talk about it and blah, 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 blah. But in the course of talking about planning this episode that we want to do, he mentioned the thing about his brother and the sweaty hands and the Botox. And I was like, yeah, listen, it happens.
You should have my brother on that episode and he can talk about his like bringing backup shirts strategy for things.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a big round table? You'll love Kevin. He's okay. Fun. Okay. So foot antiperspirants and deodorants exist in this world. They mostly come in cream formula. And I think from my perspective, I'm not a person who's used one of these, but I have feet and I'm familiar with lotions. And I think from my perspective, this application is probably the easiest application given where it's going on your body. I'm going to give you some brand names. There's one called Carpe, C-A-R-P-E. There is another one called Sweat Block. You can get those on Amazon. They probably sell them at most big drugstores, Walgreens, CVS, Duane Reade, etc. But Amazon, you can order them very, very easily. And actually, there's another kind of cream that we're going to talk about a little bit later for treating other foot problems that one of my listeners, hi Bev, one of my listeners was like, oh, I'm going to order that. And then she tweeted back. She was like, I ordered it. And great news, it's available in gift wrap. I was like, you should absolutely have your foot cream, medicated foot cream gift wrapped for yourself.
It's a delightful passive aggressive gift for someone though.
Is.
I got you something.
Every stocking stuffer at Christmas this year is going to be like creepy foot product. I love it. I'm so here for it. Okay. But as I said, there are other formulas. You can get a spray-on formula. There's a brand called Rocket Pure Foot Deodorant that's a spray. And then there are roll-ons. Do you remember roll-on deodorants
from
like the 80s?
Ban.
Right, I was going to say Ban. I feel it. Raise your hand if you're sure was another one. So roll-on is another application that you can find. And there's a brand called 3B Foot Saver. That's a roll-on. The last thing to mention, if you do have especially sweaty feet or hands, Botox. We're going to talk a lot more later this summer about using Botox for sweat. It's a thing I've written about. Actually, I haven't written about it in a long, long time. But that is an option out there. I think this is a good time for us to take a quick break. We have a lot more foot stuff to talk about.
Exciting.
Yeah, I know. We're going to, this is the real gnarly stuff is coming. Yeah. The toenail stuff.
Mm,
and we're going to talk about Brad with the toenail. Brad is the date.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know you know. All right. So Lizzie and I will be right back with a lot more about your feet. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Lizzie O'Leary.
Hello. I'm here to talk about your feet. They're disgusting.
They really are. Oh, man. You know, the funny thing is, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and I was about to be like, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Of course I'm going to say this. First of all, I already wrote it in a column. And what don't I say on this show? Foot fetishists love me.
Of course.
I wish we had a video camera in here so you could see Lizzie's body language and facial expressions right now.
It's like surprised, but not at all.
They do. And I have to say, like, I'm actually not that freaked out by feet. I'm not a foot fetishist myself, but I'm not freaked out by them. And I don't especially, like, love having my feet fetishized. But I also don't hate it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it does. I'm ticklish though is the problem.
Yeah.
So
well, that's a yeah.
My feet are really ticklish. Like I'm always like apologizing to some poor pedicurist, being like, I'm sorry that I just kicked you in the face. It's like, I just do my own now because I can't even risk it. Like, but yeah. So anyway, there you go. Now you all know that about me. Alrighty, we have actually a recommendation, and that's going to lead us into
more of a comment than a question
a little bit. That's going to lead us into talking about some of like the more common afflictions that happen with feet. And we're going to help you with that. So I'm going to have Lizzie read this from Shinobi. This was on Twitter.
Shinobi writes on Twitter, I've always had problems with sweaty feet and odor. I can't keep any sandals longer than a year in parentheses. With scrubbing.
Yeah.
Cannot recommend foot scents, foot powder enough. Works so much better than everything else.
Amazing.
So, yay.
Love it. And actually, one of my other followers, while I was writing my second foot column of the week, because it's feet week.
Right.
Like
Fleet Wheat, but a little different.
tweeted at me about the Carpe deodorant that I mentioned. And I wrote right back and I was like, I'm literally writing about it right now. I'm so excited. But she was like, it works great. So, you know, I really always appreciate when people chime in with the stuff that works for them, because one, it's helpful for all of us to know. But two, it normalizes things
right.
that a lot of times we don't talk about because it feels embarrassing or gross. And, you know, we don't want anyone to feel embarrassed because it happens
right.
to so many people. It's very, very common.
Well, and, I realize this. I come from a family where it is perfectly normal to say, hey, you have something in your teeth, or like your breath is disgusting today, or who smells?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just how my family interacts. A lot of people do not do that.
No. No.
I think most.
Most, I don't think.
Yeah, I think they're probably weirdos.
Yeah, I think probably, I would say I'm probably from the kind of family that doesn't, talk about that kind of stuff. And yeah, I think it's, it makes people feel nervous
yeah.
to talk about this stuff. But that's part of the reason that we try to do that on this show, is because we're out here trying to give information.
We can just send all of your listeners to like a week with my mom. And they'll be fixed.
Wait, when is your mom coming on the show?
Oh.
All right, next time she's in New York.
Okay.
We'll book studio time. We'll have her on. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I'll behave myself.
She loves you.
I love her, too. All right, we got to talk about your toenails, you guys. I will tell you, this is the part that gets a little squicky for me. I can handle pretty much all of the rest of the stuff. But the toenails do make me a little squicked out. I'm admitting that because I think it's just important to say it and own it. One of the things that I did to my poor editor at the inventory, I was writing this column about weird foot problems. And one of the sections was about funky toenails. And I included a link from WebMD I think literally the article is called, Lizzie is already cringing. I think the article was called like, What does the color of your toenail mean? You guys,
no.
Do not ever click on this link. I have to, it's my job to click on these links and to read this information and to distill it for you. It is the nasty, I've seen some nasty things in my life, right? Green toenails, black toenails, brown toenails.
I love it. My cringe was on behalf of your editor.
Oh, yeah. So I send the column to my editor. I've got it all set up in Kinja, and the link is in there. And the link has literally a warning for the readers next to it that literally says, do not click this link. And I email my editor. I'm like, okay, column's all ready for you to take a look at. I was like, you're going to see the warning in there, but I'm reiterating to you, Shep, do not click the link. He writes back. He goes, I clicked the link. You don't deserve this, my friend.
No.
And he's like a very beloved editor. I mean,
all your editors.
I really do. I'm really blessed to have great relationships with my editors. And I mean, God knows they put up with an awful lot of weirdness from me. So let's talk about the toenails. The first thing we got to talk about is clipping your toenails. I think, again, this is one of those things that, a lot of people don't remember learning the right way, and there is a very, very right and very, very wrong way. First of all, you should clip your toenails, not just because it looks better, which it does. Let's be honest here. It is an important health thing. One, it's going to help to keep your feet clean. It's going to help to prevent fungal infections, which we are going to talk about, which will happen the longer your toenail is, the more dirt and fungus and virus and bacteria and bleh, get under your toenails, and that's what causes fungal infections. The other really important thing, and this is where we get into fucked up toe tot, is if you do not properly trim your toenails, you're going to run the risk of getting an ingrown toenail.
Oh.
And you do not want an ingrown toenail. So let me talk to you about the right way to clip your toenails. And then I'm going to tell you this horror story.
Oh, good. And then I have an ingrown toenail story. That involves my brother, of course.
Of course. Okay, so you're going to use clippers. You're going to clip straight across the nail. there are different sizes of clippers. So if you have larger toenails, so men tend to have larger toenails than women do, tend to, not always, get a bigger clipper or a smaller clipper. If you have particularly hard toenails, yep, which is a thing, there are clippers that are designed specifically for harder toenails. So you may want to look into that if that's a problem that you suffer from. The most important thing, after you've clipped straight across, you need to use a nail file to file the edges of the toe ever so slightly, round them. If they are perfectly straight, that is when you're going to end up with an ingrown toenail situation. And now I'm going to tell you this horror story.
Please.
First of all, you guys, this was our first date, okay? First date, I'm out with Brad. Brad was adorable, by the way, you guys. I liked Brad.
I got texts during the Brad date that, like, well, Brad was great.
Yeah, Brad was great. And the reason I was texting during the date was one of the reasons that Brad was so great was that a friend of mine came in. I was at Pizza Beach. I was at my local. A friend of mine who works there came in. It was his night off, but he came in, and he sat next to Brad. I was on the other side of Brad. And we all started chatting, and he and Brad like completely hit it off. And so while they were talking about, like, I don't know, music and New Jersey and hockey, or I was the one talking about hockey, I was texting Lizzie being like, Brad, because they were like, how's Brad? I was like, Brad's actually pretty great.
Yeah.
I like Brad. Anyway, so because I'm a hell of a good time on a first date, one of the things I talked to Brad about was all of these feet posts that I had been writing. And I was telling him the story about don't click the link, right? And he, like, super excitedly, and, like, this is honestly why I liked Brad so much. He super excitedly was like, oh, man, I have a fucked up toe story. And I was like, I want to hear the fucked up toe story. So Brad's fucked up toe story was that he, like, went, I forget what it was that he, this was a couple months ago, he went climbing after work, and he was like, I'm an idiot, and I just wore, like, my work shoes that I was wearing. And he was like, they were like, and he, like, pointed down at the work shoes he was wearing, which were, like, men's leather dress shoes.
Yeah.
And he was like, they weren't these. He was like, I think they were, like, loafers. And
bad idea, Brad.
Bad idea, Brad. And Brad said, he was like, bad idea, Brad. He completely owned it, which I loved. And he ended up getting a huge blister on his big toe. I think it was his big left. It was his left foot. I saw the toe. of course, I saw the toe. So he gets this huge blister, and it's like killing him, like, 2 weeks go by, it's not healing. He was like, oh, shit, like, this isn't right. Like, so something has gone very, very wrong here. It's time for me to go to the podiatrist. So he goes to the podiatrist, and the podiatrist, like, takes one look at him and is like, holy shit. She's like, Brad, you have, like, a horribly ingrown toenail. And... and she was like, I'm going to try this thing. I was in a full body cringe as he was telling me the story, which of course I loved. But, like, even me trying to tell it back to you right now is making me full body cringe again. She had to, like, give him, like, a lidocaine shot underneath his toenail.
Ow.
He was like, I could still feel it. It didn't work. Then she had to remove the toenail,
ooh,
which involved her splitting the toenail in half. Lizzie is in a full body cringe.
It takes a lot for me to get to that point.
And it, like, it just went, the story went on and on and on. And he was so funny telling. I was like, I was screaming and laughing and crying. And, like, it was just the funny. It was so great. Brad, like, thank you for the story. You're so adorable.
You're a
and
champ,
so cute.
Brad.
You are a champ, Brad. I really appreciate you, Brad. So all of that is to say, you truly do not want an ingrown toenail. You do not want to be like Brad. This poor Brad was really suffering. And then I did end up, so, you know, like the night goes on, right? And I was like, Brad, I kind of want to see the fucked up toe.
Yeah, you did.
And he was like, I'll show you the fucked up toe. It was really, really gnarly.
Like, do you have photos?
No, I didn't take photos. I should have. Oh, shoot. I should have. I have other photos of him. I won't show
them. I don't want to see those.
No, I know. I won't show them anyway, because that's not fair. You know, I mean, that's the Tinder tots trust me with these intimate photos. It's not for me to be showing to other people. Okay, let's talk about what was in that link.
Can I tell my incredible?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
No, it's very quick.
Yes.
We were in Houston, where my mother's from, for something. I think it was like my grandfather's 85th birthday.
Okay.
And my brother was very young at the time, and I think was in his like little teeny suit jacket and little teeny shoes, and he was probably growing, which compounded this. So he had this like terrible pain in his foot, and eventually, someone at the party, this was like some huge party for my grandfather, was like, well, we've got to look at that toe. And Denton Cooley, who, if you know anything about medicine, you will know is an extremely famous surgeon who implanted an artificial heart in someone.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, yeah, I know that name.
Operated on my brother's ingrown toenail.
Oh.
In like the locker room of a country club. I think maybe with some vodka as like a sterilizing. I could not love this more. He fixed Jake's toe.
I mean,
is that just the waspiest thing you've ever heard?
It makes my heart sing because, you know, my mother's father was a surgeon. And when you said that, like, we got to take a look at that toe, I literally had just the fondest, this is so weird to say, but the fondest memories of my grandfather. Yeah. Because literally every time we walked into the house in Connecticut, my mom would be like, the first thing that would be said as soon as we walked in to see my grandparents, my mom would be like, Daddy, you got to take a look at this kid's
Right.
And it was just like, that was just part of the like ritual of seeing my grandfather, that like within 5 minutes, it was like, you know, something was being checked out or worked on or, you know, like, and you
that
know,
explains so much about the way you are.
Yes, it sure does. It sure does. And, you know, I mean, I think that's, if you grew up in a family with doctors and nurses, that probably sounds very familiar to you,
yeah,
too. Yeah. So, and my grandmother was a nurse. So that's just part of life. And frankly, it's good. It's part of the reason I think I'm not that freaked out by a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
All right, what I am freaked out about is this next part. This is what's in the link. I'm going to give you guys the Cliff's Notes so that you do not ever have to click that link.
Can you give me the link?
Oh, yeah. Okay. If your toenails have turned a color, here is kind of your guide to what these colors mean.
Dad.
Which is going to tell you if you need to do something about it or not. If the toenail is entirely white or entirely yellow, I am so sorry that I've just said that. It's going to get worse, you guys.
Dad.
That means... Stop outing your dad!
He's not going to listen.
That means you have a toenail fungus sitch. Yeah. Toenail fungus is gross. No one wants it. But it is very, very easily treatable. Very easily treatable. You do not need to go to a doctor for this. You can get an over-the-counter nail fungus treatment. They're usually liquid. They usually come in a little jar with a brush. It's just like putting nail varnish on. You just brush it on top of the nail and as much underneath the nail as you can get. There also are toenail fungus, and this is also this happens to fingernails too. There are also pen fungal treatments, which tend to be a little bit easier for getting underneath that nail. Yeah, so you know. It happens, but it's very easily treatable. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. I think most fungal treatments are in the, I think, $10 to $15 range. Not cheap. I mean, this is no thing. Don't sweat it.
No judgment, Dad.
Yeah. And just treat it and get it handled. Yeah. If your toenail has turned green, you got to go see a doctor. I'm not going to talk any more about that.
Wow.
If it has turned brown and looks like wood paneling, not going to talk anymore about that. You got to go see a doctor for that. If your toenail has turned black or blue, You don't need to do anything. Your toenail has suffered a trauma, as have we all after listening to this episode.
It's going to fall off.
And the only thing that's going to heal it is time. You're going to be like Brad. You're going to be like Brad.
But will it actually fall off then? Or it, will it, it maybe? Either,
it may fall off. It may just grow out. That's one of those places where if it hasn't fallen off, as you're growing it out, keep it as short as possible because that will help to speed along the growing out of the traumatized toenail. Okay. Whew, we made it. Whew. Let's all fan ourselves off. Sorry.
A sip of my coconut water.
We are going to close this bad boy out by talking about cracked skin, corns, and calluses.
Mm.
Whee! This is a fun stuff. Now, this is the thing I suffer from, right? And I'm, you know, again, I'm saying this a lot because I want everyone to just hear Jolie Care say, like, listen, I got jacked up heels. I'll tell you, oh, one other thing about the toenails. You know how I said with the first one, if it's all white, there's another kind of white toenail issue where you get some white streaks. I have that. That is also a trauma sitch. So if the toenail is all white, entirely white, then that's a fungus. If it's just striped, like a French vacation shirt, that's toenail trauma. I get mine on my big toe from my sneakers at the gym.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's just a grow out situation. Yeah. Nothing to worry about. It doesn't look that pretty. I cover it up with nail varnish. That's my solution to it. Yeah.
Oh, actually, can I ask you about that?
Yeah.
If you're someone who, like, habitually has painted toenails, eventually your toenails kind of turn a yellowish color.
Oh, absolutely.
From that.
Oh, my nails are completely yellow.
So how do you fix that?
You can do a couple of different things. You can scrub them with a nail brush and baking soda. You can soak them in denture tablets.
Huh.
Yeah. There are also nail whiteners out there that a lot of, like, the like, fancy nail polish brands make. You don't need them. Years and years ago, I compared the ingredients in the quote-unquote nail whitener to denture tablets, and it's the same thing. So, denture tablets.
Deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, you know, I have to say, this was funny, actually. Last year, I was dating someone, and we would do our nails every week. And for St. Patrick's Day, we did green nails because it's St. Patrick's Day. And I had to explain. I was like, "Your nails are going to be yellow for like the next 2 months after wearing this green varnish." By the way, like, so yeah, that happens. I have to say, like, I don't the denture tablet and baking soda thing. Isn't foolproof. It will help, but it doesn't completely.
Right.
Alleviate the yellow. Really, the thing is, honestly, to just grow the nails out. When my nails do get especially, because, you know, I always have varnish on.
Same.
When my nails do get especially yellow, it's very hard for me to grow it out because it looks so gross to me. I usually will use like strengthening top coat that's like got a little bit of pink hue in it, because that at least covers the yellow while the nail is growing out and rehabbing. I have a Sally Hansen, I think it's called like Nail Rehab RX or something like that. Anyway, good sidebar though.
Thanks.
We should do fingernails. Actually, there's a word for them. It's fingernails.
Hand nails.
Episode, like a good girly one.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is gnarly. We should do a fun girly one. They'll bring you back for that. All right, let's talk about cracked skin, corns, and calluses.
Deal.
All right, I have tried every single hand cream in the foot cream in the world. That's a lie.
A lot of them.
But I have tried a lot of them. The best one I have found, Flexitol Heel Balm. Flexitol is F-L-E-X-I-T-O-L. I buy it at the Duane Reade here in New York. It's sold at literally every drugstore, big box store. You will find it everywhere. It's on Amazon, too. Costs about $10 a tube. It lasts a good long time. This stuff is amazing. Amazing. Best one I have tried. It is very, very thick. You definitely want to put it on and then immediately put a pair of socks on. It is summertime here in New York. I don't know if you guys know this about me. Do you know that I hate socks?
No, but that tracks.
Yeah. I refer to them as foot prisons.
Huh.
I hate socks. I hate the way they feel on my feet. I hate them, hate them, hate them. But because I've got this heel issue, I have to wear the socks when I do my moisturizing. It is summertime, and so I especially hate the foot prisons. And there are socks. I have not yet bought them, but I'm going to. There are thin white cotton socks that are just like the thin white cotton gloves that you wear when you're moisturizing your hands. So those exist in the world, but you don't need a fancy sock. You can use any old sock. I think an ankle sock is the easiest, but you know, if you like a big, thick, cushy sock, whatever it is, just you need to have it covered because first of all, you can't be walking around on this cream. You're going to leave greasy footprints everywhere, and yeah. you're going to fall. And it's actually not even that slick. It's the cream is so thick. It is very, very thick. Or you're going to pick up whatever grime is on the floor. It will stick to your feet. So you need the socks. The other thing, though, is that the socks will help the absorption of the lotion. So Flexitol is what I personally recommend, but there are lots and lots of other options out there. You can use an ointment like Aquaphor.
I put Aquaphor on my feet every single night and also my hands.
Oh, my God. You're so diligent.
I have really dry skin.
Yeah.
But I also use yoga toes, those toe stretchers, which are amazing. If you're someone who has hammer toes or bunions or like weird crunched up toes, yoga toes are a great thing to do while you are moisturizing your feet. I do
that
it every night.
Is such a good tip. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excellent. I wish I could be that diligent. Here's another part of the reason of the foot prison thing. I'm weird claustrophobia. I have sort of like their odd manifests. Like I can be in an elevator, no problem. Gloves? No. Claustrophobia, like, whoa. I cannot get a paraffin treatment. Freaks me out. Can't be bound up. So because of that, I'm not as diligent as I would really like to be about moisturizing because I hate not having the use of my hands and my feet, or I hate having them covered. The struggle's real, you guys. Here's another ointment for you. Very, very good. Bag balm. Good old bag balm. It's meant for cow udders. Excellent stuff. Vaseline works just fine. And frankly, you know, just a regular moisturizer, an Aveeno, a Eucerin, whatever it is, that's fine too. The idea is you just want to get the moisturizer on there, slap a sock on. But if you are a person like me who is truly prone to cracked heels, do try that Flexitol. I think it's amazing stuff.
I'd like to just put in a good word for lotion in general. I feel like people are not moisturizing enough.
People are not moisturizing enough. And you all know, you all heard that bathrobe episode. Did you ever hear the bathrobe episode?
No.
The bathrobe episode was so great. It was so weird. And I still, there was one of my listeners, Shanna. Hey, Shanna. She's also in one of my Bravo Facebook groups. And so like we were sort of like always in touch with each other. She like loves to troll me about her bathrobe because she's one of those people who she moisturizes while she's still wet and then she puts her fluffy robe right on. And I can't stand the feeling of being wet and having a robe on me.
Yeah, no, I need to let it kind of all air dry.
But she also has like the world's most amazing skin because of it.
Yeah.
I like really deeply admire her commitment to it. So, yeah, I don't think people are moisturizing enough. I love moisturizing. Again, it feels great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It feels great. I just love it. Except for doing my feet, because then I got to wear the foot prisons, and I hate the foot prisons. Listen, life's rich pageant. All right. Let us talk about corns and calluses. Corns and calluses, let me tell you what they are. They are patches of hard, thick skin. I am so sorry that I just said that. Here's how you know that they're basically the same thing, except for one important difference. Corns are tops and calluses are bottoms. That is the difference between a corn and a callus. A corn and a callus are the same thing. They just appear on different parts of the foot. So corns are on the top of your foot. Calluses are on the bottom. Now that I've called them tops and bottoms, you guys are never, ever going to forget that.
Nope.
But they're the same thing and they're treated in the exact same way.
Which is.
You are going to use a medicated cream or medicated corn and callus pad. The cream is probably going to be the most effective. I have spent all week calling this cream urea cream and just grossing myself out with that word because it sounds like something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, oh, I could just call it urea cream. cream, and that sounds so much nicer. So the ingredient is called urea. It's probably urea, but let's call it urea. That's U-R-E-A. I love to spell things out for people. Most of the creams brands have the word urea right in the title. There's one called Urea 40 Plus. I'm totally blanking on the other one, but it has urea right in the name. Again, Amazon has these. Most pharmacies will have them. These can be a little trickier to find in the drugstore than the Flexitol because they are a little bit more specialized.
You can find them in the UK very easily, interestingly enough.
That is interesting. I wonder why.
I don't know. E45 and some of these other creams have them.
And for some reason, they all have the number 40 or 45. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what all of this means. So someone out there does know, and they are going to write to me and tell me, and I am here for it. I also just should have Googled that, but listen, it's been a busy week between Brad and the feet. Listen, I'm a busy lady, you guys. Okay, so the cream is probably going to be the best thing. And actually, that was the cream that Bev was buying and having gift wrapped to herself. Because she said, she was like, oh, she's like, I've got a corn that's just driving me bonkers. And I'm going to go get that cream. And I was like, good. See, this is what makes me happy. When I help to fix a real problem that's bugging someone, that makes me really happy. I feel great about this job. Okay, so the cream is probably going to be the best thing. The other thing is the pads. So there are two different kinds of corn callus pads, medicated wet pads and non-medicated pads. They're both very good to use. The medicated ones are, I think, probably for a less severe corn and callus situation, the medicated pad is going to be the easiest course of treatment because literally all you do is slap this thing on the corn and game over. You're done. The non-medicated ones are the ones that you're going to use when you're also using one of those creams. So if you have more serious or severe calluses and corns, use the cream. But do get the pads because what the pads do is they provide a cushion.
Oh, so there's no more rubbing, which makes the whole thing worse.
Exactly. And also, the rubbing is very painful. So the cushion helps to just literally cushion. So that's corns and calluses. Here's the very last note that we're going to end this one on. Athlete's foot.
Oh, can't we end it on something pretty like getting a pedicure?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a gross episode, man. Okay. Got to end with
athlete's foot. You could get an athlete's foot from a pedicure,
You could. Exactly. So, which leads me into this very important thing. You don't have to be an athlete to get athlete's foot.
Be an athletic supporter.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Okay, so athlete's foot is gonna. I'm closing the circle. I'm bringing it right back to where we started. The most important thing about athlete's foot prevention and treatment is to keep your feet dry. Remember, right at the top of the episode, I said you guys have to dry your feet, and I don't mean shuffling back and forth on the bath mat. If you have athlete's foot, it is especially important for you to be drying very, very well in between your toesies. That is where athlete's foot will thrive. It is a fungus. You can think of it in the same way that you think of mold and mildew and serratia marcescens that you find in your shower. They like dark, damp places. You know what's dark and damp? The space in between your toesies. That's right. That's where you're going to get your athlete's foot. Best way to treat athlete's foot, if you do have it, is just to get one of those sprays, Tenactin, Lotrimin. The best thing is chew. They're all called like Lotrimin AF, and obviously that's for athlete's foot, and these products were all developed well before AF meant something else, but it made me laugh all week being like, yeah, I'm Lotrimin AF, baby. So on that happy note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask
That Was Person. Amazing.
This was an amazing episode. I feel like I've been like really firing on all cylinders with this show recently. It's been, I mean, the show is always really fun, but the past couple episodes have just been like really, really, really funny. Yeah. I guess because they're topics I care about everything. But they've been kind of offbeat topics. Like we did the tote bag.
The tote bag one was very good,
yeah. Yeah. So like that stuff is fun for me. I can have fun talking about anything having to do with cleaning. But when it's stuff that I actually like really live in my own life or
there's like a stigma and you want to demystify it.
Exactly. It makes me really happy. I should also just say, so I went, the weather's fine. So beautiful here in New York, you guys. exposed feet as far as the eye can see, happy as a clam. I went to the beach on Tuesday afternoon, and I sat down and I did my podcast planning for the summer. And I have some really, really funny shows coming up. I'm really excited. So I just feel like it's going to be a good old summer here on Ask a Clean Person the podcast. If you like what you heard today, I don't think you liked so much what you heard today.
But maybe you needed to hear it.
But I do think you benefited from it. Please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes. Leave a rating. You guys, remember, leave those ratings. And tell your friends about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. Are you guys subscribing? You're forcibly subscribing your friends? Because I haven't heard from any of you that you're doing that, and I want you to. I want evidence of it. Grab your friends' phones. Subscribe them to Ask a Clean Person the podcast. It'll be good for you.
Especially if they have disgusting feet.
That's right. Yes, especially. Be passive aggressive. Use me. And, of course, thanks to you guys and to Lizzie for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.